Any kind of things your mother would make? Any other sweet things your mother?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Any other sort of sweet things would your mother make? Cakes or pies or?
Should I like them?
Yeah, would she ever make any other kind of tea cakes? Or?
Yes, she used to make them for me all the time. So every now and then my wife now makes me some.
Yeah. What'd she sweeten them with?
She sweetened with sugar or syrup, either one. Sometimes when she didn't have sugar, she'd make it with syrup.
Yeah. Now, the two parts of the egg, right?
That's right, yellow. That's right.
Uh-huh. Did you ever crack your eggs and let them fall into hot water? Crack them out of the shells?
No, but I fucked them and let them fall into hot grease.
You're talking about you
broke
the egg, you
broke
it,
when
you put it in the hot water.
Approach it. You ever had poached egg? Well, I ain't never done it. I ain't
never poached
one. All right.
When your wife cooks greens, she might put kind of a piece of meat in there with
them? That's right.
What's that?
A piece of pork.
Yeah.
And our greens. That seasons them better with that pork. She do that all the time. She cook greens or peas or butter beans either. She cut a piece of pork and put in there. And that seasons that make them taste better, I say.
What sort of meat would it be? Would it be have a lot of lean on it?
Well, sometimes it do, sometimes. I mean, I like mine fat. And kind of it'll lean up fat, it makes that green pea taste a little bit better, season it up better. But I like mine fat.
Mm-hmm.
What little meat I eat, I want it fat.
The meat between the shoulders and the ham was what?
That's a middling. Between the shoulder and the ham, you call that the middling.
The kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs?
That's bacon.
Do you have a kind of a edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
No, I don't know. I ain't much of
a... You buy bacon with that skin on and you cut it off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I ain't much of a cook. I don't cook.
Cut that skin off? But when you kill the hog, what would you do with the parts of the hog now? Tell me about that.
What would I do with the parts where I'm going? Well, I keep it all, but some part of it, I have it cut up in chops. And ham, I have that cut in roses, shoulders and roses. Well, that middling part, I mostly salt that in the barrel. If they have my own salt in me, so I won't have to buy it.
Yeah, I see. What would you do with the rest of the parts of the hog?
Well, that head, she'll make what you call hog head cheese out of that. And the backbone, we just let that go in the chops, and then we just cut that up in this. I can take that skin off of it. We just chop and put up what's called backbone of the hog. Let's get ready to cook some of that. You cook that.
When you kill the hog, what did you do?
Well, I pretty much put a bullet in his head and then I starve him, bleed him, or either cut his throat and bleed him.
Did you do anything with the blood?
No, let the dogs eat it or something like that. I never nothing with the blood.
Some
people do, but I don't.
You starve him with a what? Big old knife?
Big old knife, that's right. He don't have to be that big, just so it's long enough to hit that heart or cut a vein. You don't have to hit a hog heart to kill him. Cut them veins in that and kill him.
Cut him up with a big
butcher knife? Butcher knife, yeah. That's what I used to do it. I tell him to butcher knife and have me fix it for me. And all I got to do is come back here and wrap it if I don't let them wrap it down there where I can. Bring it back in, my wife wraps it.